We are in Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Let us again go over the Mishnah. Keitzad Mezamnim. So the Mishnah is Mevaya the Nusach Hazimun. Bishloisha Oimer Nevorech. Bishloisha Bohu Oimer Bohu. So since there are three other Mezamnim besides the Mezamnim, so he tells them Bohu. We'll see later in the Gemara what the Maila of Bohu is. Basora Oimer Nevorech Elokeinu. Basora Bohu Oimer Bohu. Echad asore, ve'echad asore ribui. So the Goyin says pshat, that the posh pshat in the Mishnah means that the Elokeinu remains. Bimeya hu oimer nevorech Hashem Elokeinu. This we'll see, this is not a davar hamuskim, this is a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And this is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Bimeya hu oimer nevorech Hashem Elokeinu. We masker the shame Havaye when there are Meye. The Meye Vuhu Aimer Bolchu. The Ritva brings a very interesting shaila. Why is it that by Birchas Hazimun you need 100 people to be masker the shame Hamyuchet according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? And La Locha we don't pask until Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Safila will have 10,000. We'll also say in the Borech Alekeinu. So we only maskir the Shem Alekim. And in Shul we say, Bochu as Hashem Amvoirach, we say the Shem Hamyuchet. That's the Ritva's Kashe. So the Ritva answers as follows. Mipnei shebeis haknesses mokim miyuchet letvile, ve'iker kibutzom levorech es Hashem. That means inside the mokim is mesugul, inside the tachlis of coming together is levorech es Hashem. So therefore, they were matter to be maskir the Shem Hamyuchet. But by Yesude, number one, it's not a mokim miyuchet letvile. And number two, ikir kibutzom l'shem ozen, they're coming to eat, meben shtoichet, aber the kibbutz is l'shem ozen. Leirotzu l'saken sheyaskiru Shem Hamyuchet. That's what the Ritva says. B'meyev hu oimer bochu, ube'elef hu oimer nevorech l'Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, be'elef hu oimer bochu. B'riboy oimer nevorech l'Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzevokeis, Yoshev Akruvim, al hamozain she'achalnu. B'ribi v'hu oimer bochu, ke'inyin she'hu mevorech, just like the mezamen starts off, Kach oinem achov, boruch Hashem alekeinu, alekei Yisrael, alekei tzevokais, yeshiv akruvim, alamozin she'achalnu. Rabbi Yosi Aglili oimer, and this is Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili, lefi roiv akol ein mevorchim. That the Shini Anusach is dependent on the Ribu Yakol. Shenema b'makeleis, boruch olekim Hashem mimker Yisrael. So the broch is totally in the Kehilois in the amount of people that are misasif to make the broch. Omer Rabbi Kive, ma motzinu bebeis haknesses echod merubim ve'echod mu'otim oimer bolchu es Hashem. Rabbi Kive tain is we do not find a chilik in the, when a person is oilu l'teire, there's no difference if there's rabim or mu'otim. It is one nusach bolchu es Hashem. So memele, so who adin by birchas hazimun, there also should not be a chilek between rabim and muotim. Now we could clarify shaila: does Rabbi Yosi Aglili disagree with Rabbi Kiva and Beis Haknesses also, or is the Beis Haknesses a dava muskim? And that we'll see in the Rishain. Rabbi Shmuel Oima, bochu es Hashem hamavoyroch. There's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If Bolchu Hashem is sufficient, or one should say Bolchu as Hashem Amvoira. Zok Rashi, Vishloi Shivahu Aimer Bolchu, the Habalav Didei, Ike Zimun, there's Zimun without him, Vechain Kulam. Echod Asor, Vechod Asor, Ribikloi Mahakel Shover, Mishiruyim Lahasker as Hashem, Ein Tzrichen Lashanex. There's no necessity to be Mishane, ודמור פוריך הקטני סייפה במי והוא עומד איזה שינוי. פי רוי והכל הם מבורכים, כמו אישי אומר שיש חילוק במי אל עשור, במי אל אלף, בין אלף לריבוי, ועוד הקטני אחד עשור ואחד עשור הריבוי, הבקיבי דו אמר, מה מתנים בי סכנסס, מי שגיע לעשור אין חילוק בין רב ובין בועותים, אף כאן אין חילוק, ואוכי מוקי לא בגמור. זוקטא איסווס, נבורך אלויקנו גרסינן, ולוי גרסינן נבורך לילויקנו בלמד. הלמד is not put in, תדווקי גבי שיר וידור כסיב למד, כמו שירו להשם, הידו להשם, גדלו להשם, אבל גבי ברוכה לא ימצינו זה הלושן. וכן מפורש בסדר אבמו. So בעצם Tosfos is making a גרסה in the Mishnah also, because we'll notice in the Mishnah, נבורך להשם אלוקינו, נבורך להשם אלוקינו, in the Mishnah it does say, they put in a Lamed. And Tosfos says, you don't put in a Lamed. The Pashtus, that's how the Taz learns, and the Meiri also says this, that what Tosfos is saying, that a lamed is not put in by the broche and by shire, a lamed is put in. This is mehilchas digduk. The Meiri says the loshon haMeiri is miderech haDigduk that one should not put a lamed she'ein loshon broche nikshares ba'ois halamed. Broche does not stim with lamed, kedersiv avorech es Hashem. You don't say avorech lashem, es Hashem. That's the pashtus in Tosfos. Tamid Rabbein Yain also by Tosfos says that it's a digduk tikishayla. The makelis bolchu alekim, he brings from the Tamid Rabbein Yain. The Chemed Moshe brings from the Beis Yosef and wants to say pshat that the Beis Yosef seemed to learn there's another chasoron with a lamed. And the chasoron is as follows. We'll see later in the Gemara such a chasoron. When one will say, nevorech lelekeinu sha'achalnu mishaloi, so there's a mashmois, we are being mevorech to the lekeinu sha'achalnu mishaloi. So it seems chas v'shalom, there's an elekim that is the one that gave us to eat. Nevorech le'elekeinu she'achalnu mishaloi. If we're adding she'achalnu mishaloi, then the lamed could be migareya, and it would seem the lekeinu she'achalnu mishaloi will bench yena manishke gassen from yena. About kaponim, it would seem that there's a yena also. So that's how the Beis Yosef seemed to learn pshat and Tosfos. But if a person says shiru l'Hashem, some meileds. But when you're saying she'el chalnu, then the lamed is mekalkel. That's how the Beis Yosef learned pshat in Tosfos. The Chavon Moshe explains this. Omer Rabbi Kiva, ma motzinu bebeis haKnesses echad asore v'echad asore ribi. Mashmid de Rabbi Yosef glili moide bebeis haKnesses midekama ma motzinu. So Tosfos says that there's no machloikis in a Beis haKnesses. Kloima, sh'ata moideli. If he brought a makir from Makelos that the broche is totally in Makelos, so what is the difference? The shatz cannot have on his head the cheshbon, are they now 100, are they not 100, he has to have something better on his head. So memele, therefore in the shul they did not make such a takonim. Aval bebircha samozin shein kvuyim does not nichnosen v'yoytzim umurov misham yachad ein litais bezeh shein yoytzim ad la'acher bircha samozin. So therefore, by Birchas HaMozein, since it is not too difficult to find out the amount of people who are there b'shas Zimun, so therefore, there the halacha is that the shinui ha-anoshim creates a shini in the Nusach HaZimun. Omar Shmuel, lo'oilam al-yoytzi odom es atzmai min haklal. So let us see Rashi and Tosis. What Shmuel was machadish. Al-yoytzi es atzmai. Avopi sheba'arbo hu rashoi lo'imah l'shloi sheba'ochu. That means the Mishnah said that one could be mishane the Nusach and say bo'ochu. Toiv lo'i sheyoymah nevorech. But it's preferable he should say nevorech. That he should be together with them, not bochu, you should bench. He should be koilal himself, michlal hamevochim. That's what Shmuel was machadish. Toivloi. Frek the Gemara, tnan, bishloi shebohu, oimer bochu. Alme, the Mishnah says no, b'shloi shebohu oime bochu. So the Gemara and the Havamina learned that is what should be said. Alme hochi odif. And what is the maile of bochu over nevorech? Kloimer, rabbi matem b'afilu eini imochem. That means to be madgish this nekude, that there's a rabbim without me, that's the showing on the ribui, that's being nevorech. So Memela, that's more choshev than to be Koilal himself and say Nevorech. That is the Svore of Shmuel according to Rashi. And for the Gemore, Eima Av Borchu, Umikomokim Nevorech Odev. Zogt Rashi, Av Borchu Shapir Domi. No, that what the Mishnah said, that Borchu, one says Borchu, by Bishloi Shvoim Borchu, not that that has to be said. Av bochu shapir domi. That's also good. Umiu toiv loy liyois bachlal amavochim. But it'll be preferable. Again, Rashi doesn't say it's toiv loy, it's a maile. Toiv loy liyois bachlal amavochim. Umiu toiv loy liyois bachlal amavochim. Tonine. Mikom, Eima bochu, eima av bochu, mikom okem nevorech odif. We'll see this odif is, Rashi wasn't geiris this odif. Mikom okem nevorech odif. Oba nevorech is also good. The omar ravada barave, omri berav, taninom, vov nechlokim, ad yut, mobbing zarai. That it says, we learned in the Mishnah, Vov Nechlokim Adyut, that is the next Mishnah. I Amrit Bishloime Nevorech Odev, Mishimachi Nechlokim. If you'll say that Nevorech is equivalent to Bohu, so therefore Vov, you can go and divide them up. Ela Yamrit Bohu Odif, but if you'll say that Bohu is Odif, that is a mile of saying Bohu, Amay Nechlokim, Ela Lav Shma Mino, Nevorech Odif, Shma Mino. So the Raya, that Nevorech is Odif. Dr. Rashi, Shisha Nechlokim, Im Rotsu Licholek L'Shtei Chaburais Ulezamein Eilu La'atzmon, Ve'eilu La'atzmon Rashoihim. Sherei yesh zimun kan vekan. There's a zimun, the divide 60, you have two. Ad asor, kloime v'chein zayin, v'chein ches, l'shtei chaburis, v'chein tes, l'shtei chaburis, elu shloyshe, ad asor, avon moyu asor, chol alayim askores Hashem, v'im yechalku lo yisham askore, ein echlokim, ad shiyu sham esri. Hochi gasina. Be amrit bochu odif. If you'll say the way the Makshin learned that the Mishnah tells us one should say bochu, there's a maila of bochu over nevorech. So meila mai shisha nechlokim im yirtzu. Why are they permitted to be nechlak? Hamikore yecholin loyme bochu v'hashta suloy amrit. Alalav shma mino, av bochu koma masnisen. The Gemara says you could say bochu also. The kivin de masnisen av bochu koma mistavri she toiv le laadam liyis min amavochim. So then it's mistavri if one could also say nevorech So it's not preferable to say Mevochem. We see after the Shmuel. The Gilsa Ochi Isa, Shisha Nechlokim Ad Asorah. We Amrit Baruch Hu Davke, Amai Shisha Nechlokim. Alav Shema Mino, Af Baruch Hu Shema Mino. So that is the Raya to the Gemara, that it is not Leikuve to say Baruch Hu. So therefore, Shisha is Nechlokim. There's a machloikis apoiskim, if there are shisha, is there a maila to remain, to all shisha should be mevorech als the klal from, als the klal from Bereivam Hadras Melech, or can one be mechalik? So Be'etzim, two days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. One day holds, and this is the Shitas Hataz, that there's no din of Bereiv Am Hadras Melech. Why not? Since, even though Tzabayishpol the Taz brings down, we will have in the next Perek, that by the Brocha of Boirei Miyoirei Ha'esh, one person, when they were in a base medrash, one person made boirei meirei ha'ish, who was meitzi the whole oilam, als boirei v'am hadras melech, that shita's base hillel. And Beis Shammai says, they went over to each person bazundra, als bittel beis ha'medrash. Obo vaistois me'iker adin, the zich adin of boirei v'am hadras melech. So the shaila is, why over here is there not adin of boirei v'am hadras melech? Here the Mishnah says, Shisha Nechlokim. Why is it Nechlokim? There should be Din of Reibam Hadras Melech. So the Taz says that since Lemaisa you have Aktsas Bereivam over here, that means because you have two Shisha, you have two kibbutzim of Sholei Sholei, so you have also Ashtikul Reivam, number one. And number two, you have a Maila of Chiluk Broches. So the Taz says that overweighs the Bereiv Am of, it means you have a smaller Reiv Am, a Maila of Chilek Broches, or you have a larger Reiv Am, you have three more people, so Al Kaponim, they're equal. So therefore, the Taz holds that one can do whatever he wants. There's no hider that six should bench together als Bereiv Am, and Fakel Tatz Meduyik from the Mishnah, Shisha Nechlokim. Others hold that that's not Azay Mahudodik. Fakel will be preferable that Shisha should not be Nechlokim. But it is not Me'iker Adin, it's only a mitzvah min amuvcher, so therefore the Mishnah only says what is Me'iker Adin. That means if Bochu was Ma'akev, that means the Nusach of Bochu was Ma'akev, then it wouldn't say Shisha Nechlokim. The Gemara proved from that Bochu is not Ma'akev. Masha'en kein legabi dishayla of Bereivam. So Memele, even though could be there's a shtikel maila in Bereivam, afal pikein, it is only a mitzvah min amuvcha, and the Mishnah only tells Me'ikaradin, is Shisha Nechlokim. This is Harashi Lynch Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisus. Lo'ilam al yaitzi odom es atzma min haklal. Uporich b'Yerushalmi, if Shmuel holds that there's an Indian that one should not be moitzi es atzma min haklal, min hakeiri b'toiro, min hachasn shayim ebochu, so just like Shmuel holds, it is preferable to say Nevorich and not Borchu to include himself in the Broche. So why, by an oil of the Torah in Ashas, do you say Borchu? Umeforich, emfer the Yerushalmi, kivin sha'ima ha'mevoirach, ein zamoitzi atzma min haklal. That means, l'chere, there you have the maila of Borchu, and you also have ha'mevoirach. He is also saying that the Rebbein Shalom is mevoirach. So when he says Bochu, he's also being Hamevorech also by saying Hamevorech. That's the Yerushalmi's Teretz. The Ritve and the Tzlach Eskakashe, But if you say I'm a voirach, if you don't say I'm a voirach, is a debatable shaila. It's machloikas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said you say Baruch Hu Hashem in the Mishnah. You don't say I'm a voirach. Rabbi Shmuel says Baruch Hu Hashem I'm voirach. The Tzlach wants to answer that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Shmuel. Lamai said the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. Einochanami is this whole malyusa of lichlel atzmoi is only according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Zichah did not hold of it. That's how the Tzlach wants to say. And the Ritva wants to say according to one teretz that I feel according to Shmuel is only the way Rashi says toivloi, it's a mitzvah min amuvcho. So memele, the Yerushalmi means to answer lemaisem efirin zich v'Rabbi Yishmoel. But not that there's a really, Rabbi Kiva did not hold of this mitzvah min amuvcho, but it's not a double, that's me'ikar adin. That's what the Ritva wants to say, and we'll see in the Gemara later, it's not so posh at this teretz. So the Havmin of the Gemara was that one has to say Davke Bochu. Salke Daitach Hashte, the Bochu Odif, what is the Mail of Bochu? Mishum de Bochu Hainu Tzivui Levorech Es Hashem. A different Lomdus than Rashi. Avol Nevorech Einu Ela Netilis Rishus. Is therefore the Fakert when it comes to Abroche, the Loshen Hazmona should be more forceful, not the Psazoi Nevorech, but Bolchu. Eloshmami, no, Nevorech Odif. So Taisu says, Lav Davka Odif. It says they can satel zich. It's not Muchatar, it's Odif. Eloki Adodi Nino. They're equal. The Marsha seems to say that Be'etzim, each one has a Maila. Bochu has a maila that it's a loshen tzivui, but there's a chesoron that he's not koilul atzmoi im atzibu. Nevorech has a maila that is koilul atzmoi, but it's only a loshen atilus reshu. So fakir, so they're equal. Each one has a maila. Lav davka odiv, it's not better, ki adodinino. The odiv hainu choshev, I mean, each one has his own cheshivis, and one does not overbalance the other one. Which means, it's choshuv, it has its milas. It has its chshivas k'may bochu. Lefikach lo yoytzi atzmai min haklal. So therefore, he doesn't have to be made atzmai min haklal. Bekuntres moichik odif, mi os yishan per odif kita perashti. Odif does not mean you saw that it's better. We don't have any proof that it's better. But al koponim, it is also choshev. Tanya na mihochi, then the Gemara brings up a reis. Bein she omar bolhu, bein she omar nevorech, ein toiv se no yisay al kach. You can't chap in, it means whatever he says is good. Vanagdonim toiv Taifsin oisoi al kach. But the nagdomin are taifsin oisoi al kach. Now there's a machlokes harishonim. What is the taich? The nagdomin. So if we look first to the left, under the Meseiris Hashas, the orach's girse is vanakronim. That means the gribblers. Perish. Am medagdik shaloi bedover tzairich. Aimens of his gate of grod event. That means it's not, once a chepper. A beloshin alvi koyren oisoy al menake ke goin tan a goilis a menake ba'ashpa. Me gribble ta pepish. You want to chapel with someone. Oh, so they're saying, why when you koil a lot smoy? Why is that? That's called anachronim. That's how the oruch line. Rashi says, Rashi is a different girse, not anachronim. Rashi says, Tanya nam yochi, the matisan av bochu koma, find that one can say bochu also. Vahanak donim, davkonim, those who are, the daikonim eises, toivsen oise al shahitzi atzmei minaklau. So the Ritva brings down the raivit, that the raivit said that, if davkonim is toivsen oise, so that means that the din of Nevorech that Shmuel says is not stamazay a mitzvah mina mufcha, but it's take I'm taivsen I say al kach. It's take one should say Nevorech. It's not equal, it's better than that. That's how the Raivet was Medayik from this Gemara. Now we're going to go in different Nikudis of the Nusach of Zimun. Umi Bilchoisov Shel Adam Niker Im Talmud Chochem Hu Im Lav. From the brachas that one makes, one can tell if he's a Talmud Chochem or not. Ketzah. Rabbi Oimer Uvetuvoi Areze Talmud Chochem. Uvetuvoi is a Talmud Chochem. Umituvoi Areze Bur. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Umituvoi Areze Bur Shememayet Betagmulov Shel Mokem. The mashma dover mu'ev kidei chayim. When we're speaking about how much the Rabbeinu Shalom was native to us, so we're not saying he gave us a lot. Umi tuvoy. That means he keeps it for himself. Umi tuvoy chayinu from memezaloshin miktsas. Umi miktsas tuvoy chayinu. He gave us a little bit. Malavnach mishlapenzech. Like the story, someone went over. Chavetz Chaim went over to someone, he asked him, wie geht es? So, can't sein besser. So Chavetz Chaim said, if it could have been better, it would have been better. If it's like this, this is the best. Me too boy is Yene Yit. He's saying, say, oh, me too boy. He's getting, so, can't sein besser. That is a bull. That is how Rashi learns. It's very interesting. The Meiri says, Golsha. Meirdik shav. Umi tuvoi chayinu means like this. Mir machen a leben, aber er helft uns euch it. Umi tuvoi chayinu. Vermitzas tuve, er gibt uns a bissl sa schütfes a sa. Umi tuvoi chayinu. Mitzas a toi bo mi itoi, vo loi kuloi. That's the sefer amichtam. That means, he helps us. Baby shiz mishtate voichit. Mir machen a leben, baby shiz to help me. That's called a bull. Omalei Abaye l'Ravdimi, fragt der Boch Siv, umi bilchos choye voirach beis avdach olu yoylom. It says umi bilchos cho. So the Gemara answers, b'shayla shayni. That means when you're asking, b'shayla shayol shayol ka'oni yala pesach. When you ask, you don't ask for a lot. She'enei meirim roish lishol shayla g'doylo. So here he was asking. So yes, he asked for a little. But when you say what you got, you say you got everything of it. Frek de gemore, b'shayla nami yaksiv, harchef picha v'am aleyu. Okay, but when you see such a cloud by shayla, you only ask a little, harchef picha v'am aleyu. And for the gemore, ahu b'divrei teireksiv. Amir adiki gemore. Harchef picha, Rashi says, lishol kol taivoy secho. Here you can ask whatever you want. So the Gemara answers, Ahu bedivrei Torah. This is bedivrei Torah. The Ben Yoyodo says, where is the Merumis divrei Torah? Va'am alei hu, hey Vav is going on the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and Vav is going on the Shisha Sidrei Mishneh. So in that, va'am alei hu. The Goyin says, that's why Shemina Esrei starts off with Birchas Choneinu, which is Abakosh and Limud HaTorah. We start off with Azach, which we have Avtocha Harchav Pichav Amaleyu. There's a Meredik Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph says as follows. In Shoyel Adam, if a person is asking, Dovo Shehu Shvach LeBoiroi, that the Rebbein Shalom will have Anachas from this Kigoyim. Alimud ha-teire, oi dover acher mi-chevtsei shamayim, v'shoifech es nafshei olov, ha-kodish bochu shemei ha-tfilosei, afalpi she'en biyodei maisim toivin. Even though the person is not deserving, does not have eigenes chusim for such a bakoshe, but al-koponim, that's this haftoche, halchev pichav amalei. Tanya Rabbi Oimer Bituvoi Choyinu Areze Talmud Chochem. Chayim Areze Bu. Now what is the difference between Choyinu and Chayim? Chayim Areze Bu, Tahoitzi Atzmoi Minaklau. David Rom says a bissel sharfer, Ubituvoi Chayim. Zuk David Rom, Shar Ha'ilom. The Welt lebt durch the Veloyani. They leben. The Moishom is my farmers, Azonis Ha'ilom Kuloi. I take care of myself. So that's called a bull. Chayino adav zogin verkehrt, as Chayino, as verkehrt unser ganze Chies, is no betuvoi. Nar beloi masni yipche, he held verkehrt, that Chayim is masni yipche, Rashi says, Chayim odiv, shekoilu les kolboi oilom. Like this verkehrt is a greyese verkehrt, that only the Rebbein Shom takes care of us. Chayim, the Yikailu, the whole world, above the Silchese, Kinar Boloi. We hold that Chayinu is bad. Omar Rav Yoichanan, Nevorech She'achalnu Mishaloi Areize Talmud Chochem. The person says She'achalnu Mishaloi, that's a Talmud Chochem. Lemi She'achalnu Mishaloi Areize Bu. Lemi Macht Kalyim. Let us see what Rashi says. She'achalnu mishaloi mashme shehu yechidi. She'hakel oichlem mishaloi. Everyone, she'achalnu mishaloi. Nevorech lemi she'achalnu mishaloi. So Rashi says, mashme merubim heim. We will be mevorech to the one that we ate from him. Vaistois, as far as the others that eat from another issues. Mashme merubim heim. We'll be mevorech to the one she'achalnu mishaloi. I says, there's another one. Merubim heim. Zezon ezeh. Vezezon ezeh. The Beis Yosef seems to learn that these are two pshatim. Lufi dvorov, this is another pshat. Mevorech es balabais. That fakert, lemi she'achalnu mishaloi, then we're being mevorech, not the Rabbi Nishom, lemi she'achalnu mishaloi, is going on the balabos. So therefore, one should erei zebu. We say in the Haggadah, Lemi she'osel aviseinu v'lonu es kol anisim ha'ilu. So Vaisis, we do say Lemi. Amalei hosa muchecha milsa man ovid nisi kut shebericho. There, only the Rebbein Shalom makes nisim. But here, Lemi she'achal Lemi she'loi, one might think that it's going on the balabos, or that there's other issues. Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi, arei ze talmud chocham. Al ha'mozoin she'achalnu mishaloi, arei ze bu. Now what is the chesoron of al ha'mozoin over here? So we have here, let us see what Rashi says. Now let's say a little further. Omar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishuv lo yamoron elo b'gimel. Deleko Shem Shemayim. By Gimel, there's no askore Shem Shemayim, so therefore you cannot say, Allah Mozin Shachalnu Mishaloi. Avol Besor Adike Shem Shemayim, Muchacha Milso, Kedisnan. Because the Mishnah Bai says you could say, Allah Mozin, when there is Al-Kapodam askore Shem Shemayim. Ki Inyen Shehu Mevorech, Kacho Inyen Achov. Boruch Hashem Alakei Yisroel, Alakei Atzvokei Sheshevakuvim, Allah Mozin Shachalnu. Now we'll see what is the chesorin of al hamozin. So Rashi says, "Hosa mucha milsa de b'maisa nisim akel ameimer merubim." So there, it's sicha the Rebbein Shlom. Kedisnan al hamozin she'achalnu, v'loiktani mishaloi. So the raya is that it doesn't say mishaloi. So the Tzlach explains that Shitas Rashi is the Medubar, the whole Isser is if one says Alamozin She'achalnu. And in the Mishnah it says also, the Gemara would arrive from the Mishnah, Alamozin She'achalnu, it doesn't say Mishaloi. So it means, so Rashi learned Pshat, if he says Alamozin She'achalnu, Nevorech Alamozin She'achalnu, so the Tzlach says Rashi learned the chesaron is because he's mimavorech the mozin. That's the chesaron. Ala mozin she'achalnu. So if you say, so if you're masker Hashem, So nevorech l'Hashem alakeinu alamozin shalchalmu. So then you say klol nevorech l'Hashem alakeinu alamozin. But if you don't, you're not masking the Shem, nevorech al hamozin shalchalnu, so then it seems you're being mevorech the mozin. If you would say mishaloi, so then it seems you're mevorech the one who veratugishtal the mozin. So that's al kaponim Rashi shita that the chasorin is because you're being mevorech the mozin. Taisvis did not learn like that. Taisvis learned al hamozin arei zebu, the mashme the mevorech lebal habayis hamachiloi. That means, according to Taisa, he's saying mishaloi, it's also no good. Ala mozain she'achalnu mishaloi. The ila rachmone, if he's being mevorech the Rabbeinu Shalom, lomu maskil mozain, v'loi mozain yesh harbe levorech. Mevorech al hamozain she'achalnu mishaloi. This is the only sibe levorech. So if you're being mevorech the balabayi, so it's very good. Ala mozein shachalna mishalei. So kum tam abroche, because adon sugestalt mozein. But if it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, you don't have to be medayik ala mozein shachalnu. So that's shitas ha-taisvis. According to taisvis, even though if one says mishalei, it's still a bull, because the mashmoi says he's going on the balabos. Echad asore ve echad asore riboy. Fragt die Gemara a gufe kashe. Amret echad asore ve echad asore riboy, that is the same nusach. Alme ki adodi nino. Hodektoni ve mei oimer, ve elof oimer, ve riboy oimer. Amar Rav Yosef loy kashe. Ho Rav Yosi aglili, ho Rav Akiva. That is a machloikis tanoim de Mishnah. This nan, Rabbi Yaisi aglime glili oima lafi roiva kol heime vorchim, shenema abu makelis bocho alikim. So that's it is Rabbi Yaisi aglili. Oma Rabbi Kive, ma motzinu bebeis haknesses. Frek de gemore ve Rabbi Kive, haikhoda Rabbi Yaisi aglili mai ovidlei. There's a posik ve makelis bocho alikim, veis tois the broch is totally in Makahilis. So the Gemara answers me, boy leilich de sanye, oyer ameir oimer, minayim shafilu ubrim, shebemei imon omru shira alayom, shenemba Makahilis bochu alekim Hashem mimkel Yisrael. Ve'idach mimkel nafke. The Goyin explains what the machloikis between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Yosi Aglili is. Rabbi Kiva learned, and the Goyin explains, the Machlokes is totally how the Ubrim sang Shire. Rabbi Kiva learned that the Ubrim sang Shire together. That the mean there was a kohol of Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf that sang Shire. And there were Ubrim that sang Shire. And that was a different kehillah. So that is b'makahilos bocho lekim. There were two kehilas. There were kila and uber as a dovo shaloi b'loilom. It was a different kehila. So there were two kehilas. So the posik b'makahilos wants to be marbe that the ubrim sang shire b'kol. But it was a different kohol. It wasn't the same kohol of the anoshim sheyotzu loilom. It's a different kohol. That's how Rabbi Kiva learned pshat. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, no, that wasn't the Shira of the Ubrim. Mimker Yisrael Nafke, that there was no Kehila of Ubrim. Each Uber said Shira himself. So you can't say that Makahilis goes on the Ubrim. Because there was no Kehila of Ubrim. Each one was Meyuchid Bifnei Atzmoy. So therefore you have to say that Makahilis is going on, that the Broch is totally according to the Ribui Makahilis. That is the Machloikis, Rabbi Kive, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Omar Rove, Haloche, ke Rabbi Kive. Ravine, ve Rav Chome, Barbuzi, Iklu, Lebeireish, Geluse. Kom Rav Chome, ve Kom Mahadar, Abay Meir. So Rav Chome wanted to be Mahadar, that there should be 100 benching together. So Mamela, they should be able to be masked the Shem Am Yuchit. Amalayavina Laitzriches. Achiyamarova Halacha Kirabi Kiva. The Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. Amarova. Ki Achlinam Rifte Beiresh Gelusa. This is a very interesting story. We learn from this story Kame Hilchasa Gevirtas. So Trava Azoi. Ki achlinan rifte bereish galusa. When we used to eat by the reish galusa, there was a rizik oilam there. Mevolchin gimel gimel. So we used to make a small zimun of three. We used to bench mizumen. Frekte gemore the livreche yud yud. Why you make gimel gimel? Make frek ten should be mizamen. And you'll be masker the shem. So the Gemara Shama Reish Gelusa VeIkpit. If we're gonna make 10, so the Reish Gelusa VeTerim that we're making a Zimun, we're not waiting for him. So have Akpode. So Memele. Therefore, so it would be too conspicuous. So therefore, they made Gimel Gimel. Frech the Gemara VeNivkel VeBerchosa the Reish Gelusa. So why weren't you taking yoitza with the broch of the reish gelusa? So the Gemara says, either the afshu, since there were so many people and it was very noisy, kula almi loishomi, they could not hear the broche. So therefore, if they would wait for the reish gelusa, they weren't able to hear the broche. Therefore they made a zimun of shalosh shalosh. Let us see Rashi. Ve'idach ubrim im mekayr nafke v'anam im akayl estashin. Halachi ki habekive bebirchas amozen, ve'echad asore ve'echad asore ribuy. V'vachinen tlosa tlosa, reish gelusa marech besudosa. V'anam, kol gimul v'gimul shegomru sudosa, mezamnin bekayl namuch, emeir azimun bekayl namuch, ויושבין אחר הברוכה עד שגום הרייש גלוסה ויזמנו הוא ויושבין אצלוי בכל רוב ולקמן פורך ונפקי בברוכה דרייש גלוסה. So the Gemara says, why did you make a zimun of three? You should make a zimun of 10. שומע רייש גלוסה אם היו מזמנים יוד יוד if there's yud that are being mezamen, so you have 10 people that are being yotze with his zimun, so the mevorech has to raise his voice that the 10 people should hear. V'yishma reish gelusa, and if he says it loud enough that the 10 could hear, the reish gelusa will also hear. V'yecholoi, and the reish gelusa is going to get angry. Sho'onu oisin chabure la'atzmeinu. That we're making a chabure, a besondere chabure. V'yecholoi sh'ano oisim chabure la'atzmeinu. The Miri says, "Tzapachim ponim k'mi she'ein roitzin lotzeis bebirchosai." We don't want to be yotze with his broche. We're making our own chabure. He's gonna get paledikt. So memele. Therefore, we don't want to say it loud. Zamira de Karaj over here, we have to understand what they did over here. Be'etzem, they were eating together, and there was Achiv, Zimun, Beshem. There was Yud together. But if there would be Yud, the Reish Gelusa would be Makpit. No, so be Makpit. So, but here there's Achiv Zimun Beshem, and he's Makpet, so what's this? Zok Terashbe, Kivin, the Ikpet Reish Gelusa, if the Reish Gelusa has a Hakpode, have a Zilusa. So that's a Zilzul in the Kovid of the Reish Gelusa. V'godel Kovid Habriyis Shedoyche Loisase de Rabbonon, Bohod de Rabbonon. So now there's a meiridika machloikis achroinim, what is pshat in this Rashbe? The Rashbe just went into a big blotte, this is a darabonon. So others learn that zimun is a darabonon. We mentioned already in the middle of Shloisha She'ochlu, There's a big machloikis of Rishayim if Zimun is a Daraisa or a Darabona. So there's one Darashba, Zimun is a Darabona. The Chazaynish and other Achayim say, no, Zimun is a Daraisa. But the Shini HaNusach, to say Elikeinu, not to say Elikeinu, this is a Darabona. So Mele, that was the Cheshbon over here. The COVID of the Reish Galusa is, we have to be chas on that COVID. This is a mitzvah Darabona, this is a covered habrius, the covered habrius is doiche this mitzvah, so therefore they did not say elikeinu, as God will cover the habrius doiche loisase the rabbona. The alkoponim Rashi says that the akpod of the reish gelusa was shoisen chabure shano oisen chabure laatzmoi. In Taisus Chab Yehuda Achos it says the ikpid. Not because they made a chabura la'atzmoy. The ikbid mishum b'roiv am hadras melech. The Reish Galusa had a psa frume cheshben over here, not a psa zoi. It wasn't a personal cheshben. If they're making smaller zimunim, so he's losing out on the roiv am. So the Sha'aretzion and Kuvtza the Gimel Sifkot and Tes brings a raya. We mentioned before there's a machloikes apoiskim. If there is a din of roivam hadras melech, the Taz says that by six we said shisha rashoi lecholke to the dalke moishe. From Rashi, if she's at menfakert, Rashi held there was no inyan of roivam hadras melech. Could be that Rashi holds b'shita sataz. But very interesting, gave a machloikes arishayim what the hakpoda was. So this is a raya to Yenish Haile, if there is a hiddur of Bereiv Am Hadras Melech, if you have a Shiel Zimun, if there's a mile of Bereiv Am Hadras Melech, which is a Machloikis Apoiski. But let's see further this Rashi. The Yechreloi, Sha'onu Oisim Chabura Latzmeinu Befaheshi. Va'aval gav the Mavki Navshayu Midei Zimun Shalaskoros Hashem. So now Rashi explains what they did over here. By making a small zimin, they were not yoytze with the haskor of they weren't yoytze with the haskor of Hashem. V'chihodor mizamin reish gelusa baskor of Hashem la'avinu nafki be. They can't be yoytze anymore. Kedoma rabbi teisvo will learn the Gemara further. There ain't zimun lemafrei. You can't. This doesn't work retroactive. If you benched already and you, there wasn't a zimun, you can't be yoytze zimun lemafrei. Afilu hochi nechalu behochi. Mishum the avshi kula alme. There was very loud. There was a lot of people. Shohoyu shom mesubim rabim. Vein koyu hamevorech nishma. If they would listen to the reish galusa, they felt they wouldn't be able to hear too well. And now there's a big machloikis apoiskim. What were the Machloikis, the Beis Yosef, and the Dalkei Moshe, what were they afraid they wouldn't hear? The Rosh says Aloshin, they were afraid, Shloihoyu Yoitzim Bebirchas Hamozin, Shloihoyu Yechayim Lashmoyes Hamavorech. So the Beis Yosef asks Amira de Kekasha. Beis Yosef says, they won't be Yoitzim Bebirchas Hamozin? So what's the problem? So don't they zoom still eight? We do it. When by every Zimun Mizak still eight. So the Beis Yosef says the problem was Birchos HaZimun, not Birchos HaMozin. They were afraid they wouldn't hear. It was a tremendous oilam. They won't hear, he says, it was very noisy. They won't hear that. So the Mela, if they won't hear each word, so the Mela, that's why they made their own Zimun. Aber Birchas HaMozin, if they won't hear me, Pia Mevorech, Hayecholim Loseis Ayidei Sheyevorech Kol Echad La'atzmoy. Each one can make the time Sheyevorech Kol Echad Ba'atzmoy Melacha. So if they can't hear the Mevorech, they'll bench Bezunda. And the Meiri also says this, L'dati Imrosa Levorech Kol Echad La'atzmoy Acher HaZimun, it's no problem. They can bench each one bazunda.
The problem was they were afraid they wouldn't hear the Zimun. They wouldn't hear the Nevorech Shachalmu Mishaloi. And because of that, they made this whole Geratch. The Dalke Moshe says, no, that, the problem wasn't in the Nevorech Shachalmu Mishaloi. The problem was that that's what the halacha is, when one is mizamen in someone else's mevorech belachash, sheimeye gam kena mevorech. But the mevorech belachash, he's the mizamen. Vo'oina acha vo'min al kol broche broche. Ma she'ein ken kshe mevorech la'atmei legamri ve'einoi sheimeye ha'mevorech. But here we're so noisy, they were afraid they wouldn't hear at all the mevorech. So memele, so they felt they're losing in the zimun. They're not yaitza the zimun. And the Mishnah Berure, paskins like the Darkei Moshe, which lies that too many people are not aware of. He says, by zimun al koponim till birchas hazon, the mizamen should be mevorech loud, and the other two should be mevorech belachash, and to hear each word of the mezamen, and to answer amin al koponim and birchas hazon. The Darkei Moshe says, one is to hear all the brochas, that's the din of zimun. So memele, so that is a machlokes hapoiskim, what they were afraid of. They were afraid if they would not only hear the zimun, or they were afraid they wouldn't hear the Birchas HaMozein, and the Chiyuv Zimun is Mechayev to hear the Birchas HaMozein, and to be Mevorech Omein on the Brochus. Zogt Toisvis. Omar Rove, Aloche Ke Rabbi Kiva. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Vahochi Kaimulon. The Shtikol Hora, the Tzlach asks, what do you need Rabbi Chananu to be masking to Rove? Okay, the Hilkach, let's not go into the Teretz. Hilkach, Bein Ba'asore, Bein B'meye, Bein B'ribui, Oimer, Nevorech, Elekeinu, Alamozein, She'achalnu. Avol B'gimel, so there when you maskir Elekeinu, you can say Alamozein, She'achalnu. Avol B'gimel, Lo Yaskir Alamozein, Kida Omelel, Batzabur, because then it would seem you'd be Mevorech, the Balabai. וגם באסור אם אין אירו יצא להסקר מוזן, הרשוס ביודאי. By אסורי, there's no chiv to say על המוזן, you could say על המוזן. Even though על המוזן there's a משמויס that you מבורך the בעל הבית, as Taisu said before, but you could say על המוזן since you're masked the Shem. ואוימר ובטובוי חיינו. Now, these last three words in Taisu's are a big sore thumb. Was Dr. Taisus da uve tuvai chayinu. So the Taz found, in this Taisus he found a gewaldike metzie. The Taz in Kuf Tzadik Beis of Cotton Beis says as follows. There's an interesting marshal. The marshal says, even though it's not Mevuhan the Gemara, but the marshal says, that it is preferable that when the mezamen says nevorech shachalnu mishaloi, the mezamen should also say uvetuvoi chayinu. Even though it doesn't say this in the Gemara, but that's what the mezamen should say: nevorech shachalnu mishaloi uvetuvoi chayinu. What do you accomplish by saying for the mezamen to say uvetuvoi chayinu? So the mashal says. Nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi, there's also a mashmois that you're benching the balabos. If you say of it, tuvoi chayinu, they say the whole chiyas is from him, so then basement claw that the brach is to the rabbi from not to the balabos. That's what the marshal says. So the Taz says, from this taisvis is a raya nishvi the marshal. Because Taisvis is talking about, let's look at the Taisvis. Now we'll see what the Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is talking about Asori. Gam Asori meine Reutze lahaskir ala mozen al shus biyodei, v'oimer ubetu v'ichayinu. So the Taz learned Pshat in Taisvis, that Taisvis is saying, by 10 you say ubetu v'ichayinu. By 3 you don't say ubetu v'ichayinu. By 10 you say ubetu v'ichayinu. V'oimer loshen yochid, by 10 you say ubetu v'ichayinu. Arayin ishvi demal shal. The Rabbi asks on the Taz, he says he doesn't understand it like this, it's manish, it's a poradume. He says, the whole inyan of saying givetuva chayinu is you shouldn't be meborach the balabos. So by 10, if you're masker Hashem, you see you're not being meborach the balabos. The nahapachu. That the svar is pumfakert. If you should say it, you say it by 3, not by 10. And the taz is a toisvis that you say it by 10 and not by 3. So that he can't be soibu. So the rabbi says, that if that is pshat and toisvis, toisvis tongas pumfakert. Afilu biyud va'oimer, even by yud, you also say v'tuvay chayinu. That means if you want to make sure that one would think, they said, he wants to put a raya to the Baal. By 3, Yizichi should say v'tuvay chayinu, to ensure that you're not being mevorach the Baal HaBos. In by 10, even though there's no necessity, you also should say v'tuvay chayinu. That's how, so Saida Taz and Saida Liyarabe were built Gamsa Binyonim from these 3 words of Taisvis. The Bir Halacha wants to say that he's afraid that he says, really the Taisvis originates from Taisvah Abiyudah Chosid. They didn't have the Taisvah Abiyudah Chosid. We have Taisvah Abiyudah Chosid. And the Taisvah is just telling us not, Taisvah isn't going on 10. Taisvah is just saying, Bo'aymer v'tuvay chayinu, you don't say umi tuvay, you don't say chayim. Taisvah zuknish naya halachis by, Taisvah is not telling us new halachis. That's how the Bir Halacha says. We can't build anything from this Taisvah. Omar, Rabbi Taisvah, Hani gimel dekolchi rifte bahadi adodi. If 3 people ate together pas, v'kodem chad minayu uborich ledaite. And one went and he benched. Inum nafkin bezimun didei. After he finishes benching, he's about to leave, so they say, listen, we didn't bench Simon yet. So they say, now Rabbi Yisrael will bench him. And he does answer, he doesn't answer, it doesn't matter. Inon nafki bezimun didei. He's sitting there, they'll be yaitzi with him. He's the 3rd one. Ihu lai nafik bezimun ditu. But he won't be yaitzi with their zimun. Even he does answer, the fisha in zimun lamafreya, the zimun is not retroactive. Uborich ledaite, laatzme zetrashi beloi zimun lamafreya, mishabeirach, and after he benched, bidei zimun layot. He wasn't Yaitse Zimun. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, we hear Amachloikas in the Mishneh, what the Nusach is by Ha'olah L'Teirah, if you say Bochus Hashem or Bochus Hashem HaMavoyrach. Zog the Gemara, Rafram Bar Pope Ikla Lebeik Nishte De Avi Gibor. Kom Kro De Sifre, Po Omru Bochus Hashem. No, Rafram Bar Pope, he knew the Mishneh, Rabbi Kiva says he say Baruch Hu Hashem. He also said Baruch Hu Hashem. Ve'ishtik, he didn't go further. Bli Omer HaMavoyrach. Avshi Kuli Yom, everyone started screaming Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyrach. Omer Rove, so Rove told Rafram, Pasye Uchme, the Schwarze Klicheres was the best. Bahadi Plukta Lomoloch. Was darfst du sich hereinmischen? Was kannst du nicht bestehen to say HaMavoyrach? I mean, you have to make a whole scene. But oid hanaga alma ki Rabbi Yishmael, the minig is mezokta mevoyrach. So memele, see the tainan. Pasye klicheres, kedama hani pasyuse devei michsi. Bahadi plukta lomoloch, why do you have to mishsach hain? Teivlach lachet zim Rabbi Yishmael. Shaf Rabbi Kiva moide. It's not pshad it's a machloikis if you kutte mevoyrach. Chiyom hamevoyrach, tvei odif. Rabbi Kiva's moide hamevoyrach is better. Eloshein tzorech. The whole shaila is, should one say I'm a boyrach? Aber better tzicher is, and a meilach, and sich lishke dafta reinisht. Zog the Mishnah, Gimel sheochlu ka'achas, einon rashoin lecholik. They ate together, they're not allowed to separate, the bench without zimun. V'chein dalit, v'chein chamishe. Bov nechlokim ad asor. V'asor ein nechlokim ad chof. Shtei chaburei shohoyu oichlois bebayis echot, bizman shemikzosen royin eilu eseilu, hay eilu mitzparfen lezimun. So memele, shemikzosen royin eilu eseilu, di kibi mitzarev distu chaburas. Vim lav, eilu mizamnim latzman, veilu mizamnim latzman. Ein mevolch in alle yayin asheyitele soichei mayim divrei rabbeleza. Then you make a bere priya gofen. Till then you make a bere priya. Chame maimrem mevolch. Mai kemash melon. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Shloisha sha'ochlu ka'achas. They have to show sha'ochlu ka'achas. Tanina chodazimne gimel sha'ochlu ka'achas chayovim lezamen. So what is the sha'ochlu ka'achas telling us? We know that the din zimun is sha'ochlu ka'achas. So now, the two terutzim in the Gemara are really not two terutzim of the Gemara. They're two girsois of different rishayim. So the first gils of the Gemara is as follows. Hokem mashmalon, ki ho do omar abba be omar shmu, gimul sheyoshvu lechel ka'achas, sheochlu ka'achas means sheyoshvu lechel ka'achas. They sat down with an intent to eat together. Va'adayin lo yochlu, einom rashoin lochalik. That is one loshen. Lishnachine, another loshen, Omer Ababa Moshmul, Hochiktoni, Gimul Sheyoshvu Lechol Kachas, Afal Pishe Kol Echot Ve Echot Oichol Mikikroi, even though each one is eating from his own kikel, Einam Rashoim Lechalek. They're not permitted to be Mechalek, so the Chiddush Gimul Sheochlu Kachas means the Chiddush is, even though they're not eating from one kikel, but since the achila is ka'achas at one time, so there's a din tzilut. So that is the Chiddush of this Mishnah. The Tzlach asks Akashe, L'chayre, this Chiddush we could figure out from the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah says as follows, that if one of them ate tevel, so the din is einu mitzpar. So l'chayre, it would seem, he's eating tevel, and they're not eating tevel, and he's not mitzuriv to them. So vayis tachoyis, but you see, claw, they're not eating from the same kikel. He's eating tevel, and they're not eating tevel. So vayis tachoyis, you don't need the same kikel. So the tzlach says, so why do you need this? Mishnah tells you don't need the same kikel. This halacha we can derive from the first Mishnah. That's the tzlach's kasha. So the Tzlach wants to answer that the Mishnah means as follows. The Mishnah means that there it says one is not permitted to bench with him if he ate tevel. If he wouldn't eat tevel, ein mizamnim olav. That means one is not mizamnim. So, but if it wouldn't be tevel, be a different kikah, one is permitted to be mezamen. But that there should be a chi of zimun, I wouldn't know from the Mishnah. So therefore, this Mishnah is coming to tell us, einam rashoim lechalek, not only is it permissible to make a zimun, it is a chi of to make a zimun. That's what the Tzlach answers. I just thought, according to, we have a machlokes harishonim, and that memchesa medalef tishin sheochlu dogon ve'echad yerek mitstalfen. So we hear here Tosfos amachlekes harishonim. What is the halacha by two oichle dogim and one ochel yerek? So there's a shitas harishonim that hold that the oichel yerek is also mitstarif. So according to this shitas bechlal nashver the tzlach's kashe. So we see that the whole din zimun is created from two oichli dogim. You don't need all three should be oichli dogim. So Mamel, according to this sheet, is bechlal nashver the tzlach's kashe. If the tzlach is, the Mishnah over there is speaking about, could be the two ate from one kikah. The third one ate from a different kikah. The third one bechlal nashtasim from a kikah. The third one could even be oichli yerek. So therefore, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though all three ate from different kikahs, afal pi ken dem mitzurim. Let us see Rashi. Einam rashoim lechalik tischayv lo bezimun. V'chein dalet en egimul mezamnen v'yochid yechalik mehem. Tiyunami ikva v'choy v'zimun. Shisho nechlokim k'day zimun lekan, k'day zimun lekan, ad asore. Aval asore ein nechlokim tischayv lo bezimun askores Hashem. עד שיהיה 20 ועוד יחלקו אם ירצו לשתי חבורות. זאת שטייסווי שלושה שיושבו לאכול כאחד, אף על פי שהיו חלוקים בקיקו, שכל אחד ואחד איכו מקיקרוי, אינן רשויים לחלוק. לא אם אף על פי שהם חלוקים בקיקרוי, וסל כדאי תוך אין זה צירוף, לחל עליהם חוי וזימון, אפילו הוכי אינם רשויים לחלק.